This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that over the past 2.5 months since the paper leak incident, several steps have been taken. The culprits have been arrested and are in jail. In a video message last night, Mr. Modi said, "Government's foremost responsibility was to ensure that students did not lose an academic year, and it was essential to conduct the examinations immediately." He said he knows that paper leak is not a minor issue, and it is extremely painful for lakhs of students and their parents.
I know that paper leak is not a minor issue. Lakhs of students and their parents are very painful. And इसलिए पेपर लीक घटना से अब तक पिछले 2.5 महीनों में अनेक विविध कदम उठाए गए, गुनहगारों को पकड़ा गया है, वे जेल में पड़े हैं। हमारा सबसे महत्वपूर्ण जिम्मा था कि विद्यार्थियों का एक वर्ष बर्बाद न हो। सरकार ने अभी कम से कम समय में 22 लाख जितने विद्यार्थियों के एग्जाम हो जाए इसका प्रबंध किया।
Delhi High Court has constituted a new fast-track court with immediate effect to hear cases under the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Act 2024. In a notification, the High Court said the Court of Officer Anugrah Virbaliga at the Rao's Venue Court will function as a specially designated fast-track court to hear cases under the Public Examinations Act along with connected offences. Ms. Baliga, who was serving as a judge in charge of the mediation centre at Tees Hazari Courts, has been transferred to the Rao's Avenue Courts, a special judge for the purpose. The move is aimed at ensuring the expeditious adjudication of cases related to the unfair practices in public examinations. The notification came hours after Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced that the centre had decided to establish fast-track court to ensure swift and stringent punishment for those involved in examination paper leaks. Activist Sonam Wangchuk has ended his hunger strike after 26 days at a private hospital in Gurugram tonight in the presence of Union Ministers J.P. Nadda and Jitendra Singh. Wangchuk's wife Gitanjali Yangmu and senior leaders of Apex Body of Leh Ladakh were also present at the hospital. Earlier, 65 members of parliament from different political parties had visited or signed letters urging him to break the fast. Mr. Wangchuk said this was done after long negotiations on various conditions. He urged everyone to stay very vigilant about not allowing violence of any kind anywhere. Mr. Wangchuk went on hunger strike from 28th of last month, demanding reforms in the education system and accountability over paper leaks. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged social activist Sonam Wangchuk to follow his daily routine as advised by the doctors and regain his previous weight as soon as possible. In a social media post, Mr. Modi prayed to the Almighty that Mr. Wangchuk remains healthy. The centre has appointed secretaries in different ministries and departments. Vinny Joshi, who is presently Secretary Higher Education and Ministry of Education, has been appointed as Secretary Ministry of Panchayati Raj. Naresh Pal Gangwar will be the new Secretary Higher Education. T.K. Anil Kumar will be Secretary School Education and Literacy. Housing and Urban Affairs Secretary Kartik Kithala Srinivas has been appointed as Secretary Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region. Keshav Chandra will be Secretary Ministry of Mines and Chandrabhushan Kumar will be Secretary Ministry of Labour and Employment. Sushil Kumar Lohani will be Secretary Animal Husbandry and Dairy. Satendra Singh has been appointed as Secretary Department of Urban Development and D. Tara as Secretary Department of Capital Development. Piyush Goyal will be Secretary General, National Human Rights Commission. The Appointment Committee of the Cabinet approved these appointments. Delhi Metro Rail Corporation, DMRC, has informed that 17 metro stations will be closed from 7:30 a.m. today to further instructions due to security reasons in the national capital. These include Lokalyan Mark, Rajiv Chowk, Patel Chowk, Ramakrishna Ashram North, Barakamba Road, Supreme Court, Seva Teerth, Janpath, Chandewala, Mandi House, Central Secretariat, ITO, Delhi Gate, Indraprastha Khan Market, Jorbagh and Shivaji Stadium. The 23rd Commonwealth Games began yesterday in Glasgow, Scotland with a spectacular and colourful opening ceremony. The Indian contingent led by flag bearer Neerabai Chanu and ceremonial baton bearer Lovlina Borgohain marched into the OVO Hydro Arena with athletes waving the nature tricolours. And that is the end of this news bulletin.